The Overlook. As you continue to follow the rope guide on the right, the stone dust path will soon change to wooden planks. You have arrived at the Overlook, one of the most awe-inspiring locations at Tidmarsh, and one of its highest elevation points. Seating is available on three sides of the Overlook. As you face this interpretive sign, the sand plain is below you. In the distance, to the left are some wetlands. Spend a few moments taking in the experience the Overlook provides. Feel the wind on your face. Smell the hint of salt in the air. Listen for the sounds of wildlife. If you are lucky, you may hear a majestic red-shouldered hawk soaring overhead. They sound like this. You may hear the stealthy great horned owl late in the afternoon. They sound like this. If you're really lucky, you might hear an indigo bunting, a beautiful songbird with richly colored blue feathers. They sound like this. As this space continues to be restored and recover, species will return and thrive. What might the future Tidmarsh look like? A fully restored Tidmarsh will have river herring using the Tidmarsh wetlands as a highway to their spawning grounds elsewhere in Plymouth. This will enable positive trophic effects or waves of change throughout the food web. Species on the coast that feed on river herring, such as osprey, will thrive. Those species that feed on inland river herring will also benefit, continuing a cycle of cause and effect. On and on, these changes will continue to affect species within and around Tidmarsh. The restoration of Tidmarsh will also enable trophic effects that involve our pollinators, nesting birds, and amphibians. But these changes will take time, so we encourage you to visit often and observe new developments. To return to the rope guide from the Overlook, orient yourself so the platform railing is on your left. Eventually, the railing will join the rope guide. Follow this rope guide all the way back to the welcome sign.